Welcome. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, the Northwestern Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils. Who's your conference matchup division? Pitching both coaches there at the scorer's bench. Take hands with the officials, Jim Gish, coach for Northwestern, and coach Cliff Hawkins, head coach for Tipton. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. It's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do welcome you to the ball game. We'll mention the first game this evening was a good one. AD contest decided by Tipton. Tipton got the win 53-8. Back and forth. The scoreboard. We'll mention both teams out on the surface right now taking shots at their leisure. We'll also mention this ball game. We'll mention coverage of this Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates on games and results, follow at Michelle_Garman, formerly known as Twitter. Again, that's at Michelle_Garman. P-A-R-M-O-N, X, formerly known as Twitter. So both teams out on the surface will mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team scoreboard. That's the Northwestern Tigers. Western Tigers back home. A gym capacity of 1,888. At 3-8 or sectional 23. Are seven in their sectional. Their sectional mentioned, but first I'll let you know what happened at Mrs. Finawa High School. Their sectional is Belmont, but currently 10-3. Mrs. Finawa, 7-3. Conequa, 7-3. Mentioned Northwestern, a good ball game against McConaughey. Northwestern got the win. Norwell, the Norwell Knights, they're 7-5. Peru, the Peru Tigers are also 7-5. Western, they're 6-4. Oak Hill, 5-7. The principal at Northwestern High School is Kim Schoaf. Athletic director is Michael Horseman. Athletic secretary is Christina Kidwell. Northwestern High School is located 3431 County Road North, 100 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46909. Reach them by telephone at 765-57-101. The web, you can find them at nbuc12.in.us. Western Tigers wear the collars purple and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Mentioned they are in the East Division. Northwestern Tigers are currently 6 wins, 4 losses. 0-2 in the East Division. Western Tigers in 10 ball games. Average per game is 5.1 points. Give up an average of 54.4. Head coach is Mr. Jim Gish. Jim Gish, what a quality guy. Really enjoy for Jim Gish. Working in year number 20. Previous season, Northwestern Tigers. The principal over there in the school system, he's got 266 wins, 105 losses. Next game on the agenda for Northwestern. Happened Saturday, next Saturday, the 20th, January, it'll be a 6 o'clock JV, the varsity, Western Tigers, be at Peru Tigers. Now we'll learn a little bit about Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils were mentioned their school, say their gym capacity, 1,050. School enrollment of 454. Their class 2A, still 39. Sectional will happen here at Tipton High School. In their sectional is Tipton. 13 wins, 0 losses. Eastern, the Comets are 10-4. Taylor, the Taylor Titans are 9-3. Blackford, the Blackford Bruins, 8-4. Eastbrook, Panthers are 4-7. Wood, Panthers are 4-10. Mass and Grant, 3-8. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director is Alec Weddle, also a varsity assistant on the surface. Athletic trainer, Burke Burke. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, or 6072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web at TiptonAthletics.com. So with the colors blue and white, they perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are currently 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. The East Division, top presently, is Hamilton Heights. 2 wins, 0 losses in the East. They're 6-6 overall. Blue Devils, they're 1 win, 0 losses. The East, 13-0 overall. Western, Western Panthers, they're 1-2. The East, 4-9 overall. Northwestern, 0-2. The East, 6-4 overall. The West Division, Hoosier Conference, presently it's like this. Lakes, the Indians are 2-0 in the West, 9-3 overall. Lafayette Central Catholic, 1-0 in the West, 7-2 overall. Central, Bison are 1-1 in the conference, say the West Division, 7-6 for all. At Lafayette, the Red Devils, 0-1 in the West, 8-4 overall. So here's Central, the Bombers, 0-2 in the West, 4-7 for all. As mentioned, the Tipton Blue Devils are 13 wins, 0 losses on the season, 1-0 the East Division. Blue Devils per game average, see ball game, average 70.5 points per ball game, give up an average of 50.2. Head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins working in year number 5, Tipton High School, 77 wins, 33 losses. Working in year number 43, Brawl, 574 wins, 92 losses. And I'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils. It's also going to be next Saturday. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Tip Blue Devils match up. Kokomo Wildcats. Be over at Kokomo Oriole Gym. A great facility for there. So both teams out on the floor getting ready to go. 2:30 left here in the pregame. Talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. What took place this week? January 2nd, that was Tuesday, January 9th, I should say, second week of January, day the 9th, there was one game. A bash was here at Simpson and got the win. Friday night games happening tonight on the 12th of January. I have games on the agenda that's involving the Hoosier Conference. West Division matchup is Central Catholic at Benton Central tonight. Pell, the LaPell Bulldogs, they're at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern, the East Division matchup, they're at Tipton tonight. We do know that. The West Division matchup tonight, Rensselaer Central, West Lafayette, that's an 8 o'clock start. And Twin Lakes, they're at Kankakee Valley tonight, another 8 o'clock start. Mention tomorrow night, January 13th, 6 games on the agenda. Games will start at 7:30. Andreas, they're at Central Catholic tomorrow night. Wilson Heights, they're at Western Boone. Harrison, the Raiders are at the Benton Central Bison. Oh, the K-O-U-T-S. Couch, they're at Rensselaer Central at 8 o'clock start. At Lafayette, the Red Devils are at the Danville Warriors. And the Western Panthers at the Taylor Titans. So both teams get ready for the national anthem. I'm rolling down, 37 seconds left. The band is on the stage. They sound marvelous. And get ready for varsity basketball here on a Friday night. Should be a good game. Northwestern and Tipton. Always a good game. I remember a couple of years ago we were here. Got to speak with Coach Gish. Talked about a game that happened way back when. Chris Elson was a senior. Western had a kid on the team named Maggard. That guy was incredible. I think that game went one overtime. And I'm saying what that was after. A snow out on a Saturday night. He got it snowed out. We played the game on the following Monday. And I say what that was a game. I should mention, Tipton had an opportunity to win it, but did not. And we're going to set this game on national anthem. Our national anthem, that's the Tipton Blue Devil Band. Say what, this place is pretty crowded tonight. Down the gym, packed. We'll also mention, we'll talk about the starting lineups. The starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. First for the Northwestern Tigers. They'll start like this. Wearing number 5, 6'2" senior, and a half points per game average, Kellen Freer. Wearing number 13, 6'4" junior, 11.7 points per game average, Hayden Cook. Wearing number 23, 6'5" junior, 19.2 points per game, Preston Sims. Number 24, 6'1" senior, 2.5 points per game, Jesse Yankel. Wearing number 34, 6'5" junior, 7.5 points per game average, Wise. head coach of the Northwestern Tigers is Coach Tim Digge. Now we'll mention the starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Ring number 3, 6'6" junior, 16.8 points. State average, the Carpenter. Ring number 11, 6'1" senior, 21.8 points. Game average, Fulham Swan. Ring number 12, 6'4" senior, 7.3 points per game average. That's Ryan Tracy. Ring number 21 tonight, in the Spidell. He'll start in place of Tim Quigley. Tim Quigley, a little bit under the weather. I will hope he's listening. That's number 21, 6'6" junior, half points per game average, Landon Spidell. Belly number 23, 6' senior, 8.3 points, game average, Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils, Coach Cliff Hawkins. The team's in their own huddle. Mentioned I got a cold. Revisited me this week. It's in my throat a little bit. All kinds of spray up here. Got some cough drops. Hope you can handle the ball game. My raspy face. We'll do the best we can. We're going to jump it up. Brady Carpenter, number 3. But 6". For the Blue Devils, going to jump it up right there. 23, Preston Sims, 5 junior. The backcourt can be picked up by Northwestern. Step back, that was Hayden Cook, up in center, 13, junior, 6'4". Then the front court, first possession, Northwestern Tigers. Going to work a baseline, turnaround jumper, outside the paint is good. Right at the bucket, number 5, Glenn Greer. Testing contest. Blue Devils, first possession. In the paint, Nolan Swan. Pass it outside the arc, short off the mark. The Carpenter. The first shot wouldn't go. To the front court on the dribble. Before Quentin Yackel. To work it left side. Bounce pass to handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to be long to Tipton. He'll be brought in from the backcourt. Side court, Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble. Face to the timeline. The right side behind the arc. Jackson Money back to Nolan. Shot, free throw line. Shot wouldn't go. Bounds out of there. It's going to be a jump ball. Landon Spidell. Block it up with Hayden Cook. To the possession arrow. That's a Tipton. 2-0 contest. Tigers in front. With 09 left here in the first quarter. In the paint. Hot shot. The Carpenter got his first shot recycled right there by 23. Preston Sims got the rebound. The Carpenter went back up for 2. We're tied at 2. Ball's in the front court. Going to go out of bounds. He brought in left of the bucket on the baseline before Quentin Yackel. Right in front of the stage. He'll bounce it in. Get it back to Yackel. Top of the circle. On Greer. Left side inside the paint. 2-point shot good. The bucket, Northwestern. Hayden Cook. 4-2 contest. Tigers by 2. Red court of the basketball out around the perimeter. Jackson Money. Brady Carpenter will drive the paint. 2-point shot good in the paint. Brady Carpenter. Tie ball game at 4. Turn the backcourt. Going to be stolen on the pass. Tracy. And Tracy goes the distance from half court. The steal for 2. For contest. Whistle the ball out of bounds. Going to give it back to Tigers. They'll bring it in front of the Blue Devil bench in the front court. To cross it in. Back to the backcourt. Kellen Greer. Get this there. Nolan Swan. He'll relax. Pick up top of the circle. Kellen Greer in the center circle. Back pedal. He'll work at the left side behind arc. Back around. Quentin Yackel. Back out top to move it back to on the dribble. We're going to call a traveling violation. To stay 23, Preston Sims didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough to earn the step. The ball back to Kitchen. He Carpenter going to bring it to the timeline. 4 contests. Devils by 2. Front court. left side, Tracy, baseline, to bring back out Jackson Money. Now right side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Freaking down low, trying to get it to, and Spidell tipped off his hands, picked up by Jackson Money on the dribble. Still line to kick it back, Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, moving the back one, he'll dribble in inside the paint and try a six-footer. Get the back, first shot to go, got his foot back. Credit the putback, Grady Carpenter. Four contests, Blue Devils by four. Devils providing full-court pressure. They'll bounce it to the front court. It'll be stolen by Jackson Money. Ball away from Preston Sims. The arc three-point shot ready to go. Fuller Swan rebound. And Spidell is in the corner with it. Fourth shot good. Ryan Tracy, three. 11-4 contest. Devils by seven. In the front court with the basketball. Dribbling in and go outside the arc. Moving around Kelly Greer. They're working near the paint, trying to get to teammate. Throw the ball away. Ball's going to go back with the Blue Devils. They'll bring it from side court, back court. Jackson Money right there in front of the spirit section. The timeout at a walk pace. Carpenter. Side Ryan Tracy. Back around Jackson Money. Side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. They're working the ball right here. He'll take a three. Four shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Side the arc. Jackson Money back to Grady. Swan. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Landed Spidell. Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Spidell with another rebound. To lose the handle. He'll get it back. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. Grady Carpenter was fouled in the act of shooting. So Carpenter's going to shoot two. The subs wait to check in for Northwestern. First foul of the ballgame, whistled against Northwestern. Preston Sims is three. He has one. Shot, Grady Carpenter, good. 12-4 contest. Doubles by eight. In the ballgame for Northwestern, Logan Gingrich will capture the other gentleman here in a moment. Second shot, also good. Grady Carpenter, 13-4. Blue Devils by nine. Ball game right there. Hayden Cook. Also in the ball game, 32, Brock Shank. Brock Shank, a 6'1 junior. The ball out top center circle. Take on the dribble. Also, we're here working behind the arc. Moving back around out top. 3-point shot in the air. Good. At the bucket, 23, Preston Sims. Preston Sims, a 6'5 junior. Across the timeline with the basketball, Nolan Swan. Behind the arc, it was dribbling in, baseline shot. Jackson Money, good. About a 14-footer. Jackson Money for two. 62% in two-point land. He's now 49-78. Timeout as the ball crosses the timeline. Gage going to draw at timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. Fritz and Fishers and Fritz in Noblesville. That's FritzandFishers.com. RT cars, trucks, and SUVs. Third low mileage and one owner automobiles. Fishers is 8599 East 116th Street. 1-7-8-4-2-2-2-8. That's 317-842-2228. In Noblesville, right there between Noblesville and Westfield on 32. 1-7-773-232. 217-773-2232. Tricks, features, .com, FRIEZ. Ball brought in, side court, across the timeline, Northwestern, for you playing, well beyond the yard, got the bucket, credit the bucket, 23. Sims was up, point bucket is good. 15-9 contest. Behind the arc, working a basketball, Jackson Money. Noah Swan back to Grady Carpenter. He'll pop a three, Richwood shot is good. Grady Carpenter. 18-9, 2:57, game clock. Front court, Nelson Ends is outside the arc. They're back out top. Western Tigers. Before Quentin Yackel taking the point. We're going to get him to 12, Ryan Tracy. We're going to round the perimeter. Left side of the Blue Devil bench. Now to go to the corner with it. Good one back out. It's going to be an offensive foul. Paxton Money playing a close defense. That was 13. Hayden Cook. Going to use that left arm to clear a pathway in front of the Blue Devil bench. So Hayden Cook, 13, picked up his first foul. There's two fouls on Northwestern here in the first quarter. Zero thus far on the Blue Devils. Nolan Swan in the front court. Straight away. He goes dribble in. Side the paint. He'll take a layup. Right-handed layup. He'll get the bucket. 20. 9. Blue Devils by 11. Front court in the school of basketball. Jackson Money had a hold of basketball. It'll be a foul whistle. Northwestern. Team Logan Gingrich. Pick up his first. Team foul number 3. 2:13 left here in the first quarter. 29, Blue Devils by 11. And it's in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter, the dribbler. Walk pace. Timeline. Picked up it. Top, right there. 15. Logan Gingrich back to Jackson Money. Side the arc, 3-point shot, good. Nolan Swan for 3. 23-9, Blue Devils by 14. Institution getting ready to check in for Northwestern. Off the timeline with a pass, Preston Sims. Full team, Wyatt Tracy, Jackson Money. Throw it in the backcourt. It'll be an over-and-back call. Backing down the basketball with 32, Brock Shank. Always a good idea to go ahead and retrieve the basketball with the over and back call. So in the front court, Bailey, Nolan Swan passes to the backcourt. Jackson Money now back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Bring it left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Stepped there by Kellen Greer. But we're going back in to go down low on the cut. That was Jackson Money. Good cut under the bucket. 2-point bucket. Good. Jackson. 25-9 contest. Devils by 16. Working it in the front court. First quarter, 1:10 left. First, get the steal there. Noah Swan retained possession in the front court. It'll be a traveling violation. It'll be whistled on Northwestern for Blake Wise. Wise going to get called for steps. He's going to bring the ball back in side court. Three-quarter court. D. Carpenter crossing the timeline at a walk pace. For the right side, Jackson Money. Jackson Money behind the arc. Get it out top of the circle. Back around Noah Swan. Now Grady Carpenter. Dribble. We're going to get him. It's Blake Wise. Point shot way out top. Go for Noah Swan. Harum's out of bounds. Going to belong to Northwestern. The Northwestern going to bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. He brought in right there, 15, Logan Gingrich. Can you toss it in? Looking, Grady Carpenter guarding the inbound. Toss it in, down low, to get it back. Across the timeline with the pass. In the front court, down low, off the glass. Easy bucket. For Blake Wise. Wise, 7.5 points per game average. 5-11, we're under. 5 seconds left. Quarter. Front court slowing it down a little bit. Blue Devils, Jackson Money out top. They're working back, give the ball up to Nolan Swan near the center circle. Working against him and Gingrich. Back to Grady Carpenter. 10 seconds left. Carpenter's in the center circle. Going to pick up a screen. They're not going to use it. Work his way in. He'll take a jump back three. He'll rim off. Wouldn't go. Rebound by Tracy. Tracy shot wouldn't go. Looking for a foul there. No call. Tracy absolutely absorbed a foul there. The officials look at each other, no whistle. We'll go to a second quarter here momentarily. The end of one, the Blue Devils, 25, Tigers, 11. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. Full of diamonds, gold, and silver. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater. That's the Hope Jewelers, their address. 35 East Jefferson Street in Indiana. 46072. You can reach them by phone. 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, open 8:30 to, that's Hope Jewelers, downtown Tipton. So we're going to end up basketball. This time it's going to belong to the Tigers. Tigers got the opening tip. There was a jump ball in the first quarter. That was took at the end. Now Tigers get the ball back. Kellen Greer behind the arc. To the corner, turnaround jumper. He's off with go. That was Brock Shanks. Rebound fought for his last touch. The Blue Devils are going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to the Northwestern Tigers. In a breather for Northwestern, 23, Preston Sims. In the ballgame, 24, Quentin Yackel. In. Left the right of the bucket on the baseline. They bring it back in deep. Back to break wise. They get it back to Yackel. Yackel, triple threat available. He'll pass behind our Kellen Greer. Guarded there by Jackson Buddy. Pass it back before it can be stolen. For half court, Nolan Swan. They go the distance off the glass. 2-point bucket for Swan. 27-7. Hurry. Play back the other end. Blake Wise off the glass. Left-handed layup. 27-13. Blue Devils. 14. The front court on the dribble. Grady Carpenter. Hand off. Nolan Swan. Swan's going to dribble in. Spin move at the free throw line. Left-handed layup off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Northwestern on Greer. Quentin Yackel, the dribble. He'll hand off. At the end, that's Brock Shank. Work it down inside. Blake Wise. Inside the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. It'll be a weekend foul. The first foul of the ball game called it's the Blue Devils. They're going to whistle this one on Nolan Swan. Well, Swan picks up his first foul. Foul number one. Could be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Quentin Yackel. Outside, Kellen Greer. Greer's shot would go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Front court across the timeline. Grady Carpenter working again. He'll cross over. And to pass through the, get the bucket. Goes back up with another shot. Fouled in the act of shooting. Grady Carpenter is going to shoot two more. Kepler Sebs waiting to check in. Grady Carpenter at the foul stripe, shooting 66%. Foul stripe, 40, 60. He'll get the first one. He'll get one more. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils is number four, Gavin Hare. Get a breather. And it's Spidell. Second shot, Grady Carpenter. So good. 29-13. Blue Devils by 16. The pressure in the backcourt, he'll pass to the front court. Greer, pass it out top of the circle, he'll dribble in. 32, Brock Shank, he'll work the ball back out top. Quentin Yackel, he'll backpedal dribble. The center circle, him out top is Nolan Swan. Back door, first layup is good. The bucket, Brock Shank, and Gavin Hare lost his man. 2-point bucket, good. 29-15, Blue Devils by 14. Drive baseline, Jackson Money. Pass it back around, Ryan Tracy, now Nolan Swan. Dribble into paint, they go off the glass. Underhanded shoot shot is good. He'll shoot one more. Foul's going to be whistled on number five, Kellen Greer. Kellen Greer picks up his first foul. Ball game, two in the quarter. Northwestern won that far for the Blue Devils. Point play is good. Noah Swan steps you to strike there. He's 85%. Side the arc, move the basketball around. Hit the ankle. Started there by Noah Swan. Back pedal dribble. Ankle. The center line. Top to work it down low. Take wide. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound fought for. Picked up. Brian Tracy. Back the money. Now Noah Swan in the front court. And the arc. Closely guarded. Right there by Quentin Yackel. Top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Ben Luger working the paint. Floater, shot wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Blake Wise. Front court now, Kellen Greer. Corner, he'll go baseline. They're working down low. It's going to be tipped and intercepted by Grady Carpenter. Back to the front court. For Swan. For Swan on the dribble. Getting the paint. Underhand scoop shot, couldn't get the bucket. Nolan will shoot two. 32-15, Blue Devils by 17. A foul whistled on Northwestern. Blake Wise, he has one. Foul number three, Northwestern here in the second quarter. Devils have one foul in the quarter. Free throw line is Nolan Swan. Have two. First shot is good. Substitution in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Take that back for the Tigers. Right there, we'll double check that number. Second shot, Nolan Swan, also good. Back in the ball game for Northwestern, 23, Preston Stimps. Calls in the backcourt, trying to drill across on pass cross. The Blue Devils provide pressure. Blake Wise trying to pass it from baseline. Opposite corner is tipped. Blue Devils in out of bounds. The Tigers going to bring the ball back in. We'll mention Landon Spidell back in the ballgame. Get a breather. Is Ian Tracy. He'll be brought in the half court. Still at 13, Hayden Cook. In the inbound, Landon Spidell. You're talking in stolen. Jackson Money. Go the distance, your favorite roll out across the rim. 2-point bucket, Jackson. 6-15, Blue Devils, front. In the basketball, the back, the front court, Yackel. Back to Kellen Greer, Yackel. Trying to pass down low, trying to get the cut right there with 23 Preston Sims. Hold it, goes out of bounds, belongs to Tipton. They're going to rein in from the back court. Grady Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline. 4 minutes, 12 seconds. That's here in the second quarter. 36-15, Devils in front. In the front court with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Against him is Kellen Greer. Cross court, skip pass. Pull a shot, rims off. That was Jackson Money. Get it. On Greer with the board. Long pass. Steps it. Front court by Nolan Swan. Side the arc, 3-point shot in the air, good. Grady Carpenter, three. Crossing the timeline in a hurry. Take it to the hoop, off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. He'll shoot two. 24, Quentin Yackel. Yackel going to go through the foul stripe. Yackel going to shoot. Right now, he's working on those free throws. Three subs, wait to check in. At the scores bench after this first shot by Yackel. First shot up and good. Three subs in. We'll mention team for Northwestern, Logan Gingrich. Back in the ballgame. Two, Brock Shanks back in the ballgame. And a gentleman at the scores bench waiting to check in. Yackel can make this second one. Shot is good. Jacob's going to take a breather. In the ball game, we're going to see first time Northwestern 21. Cameron Markey. Chris Markey, 5'9 junior. Gavin Hare back in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Landon Spidell, Nolan Swan. Shot outside the arc, 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Grady Carpenter for three. Get a steal in the backcourt. He'll lay it up over the rim. Not quite a dunk. Pretty soft dunk. Brady, he gets five in one possession. Actually, two in the front court. Back rail, 44-17. Back out, we're working back in the elbow. Back his way in off the glass, got the bucket. Nice move at 13. Hayden Cook, two. Hayden Cook averaging 11-7. 19-250 here in the second quarter. Side arc, Nolan Swan also in the game. Peyton Aller. Aller got some JV content. That's the crossover. Outside the arc, long 3-4 shot is good. Nolan Swan right there in front of Jim Dish. Dish is in awe with that long three by Nolan. Ball across the timeline. They're working back around. 32, Brock Shank. Outside the arc. Since Sam's going to take a three. Rims out long. Way to go. Northwestern with the board. To bring it back in. To go to corner with it. Three-point shot. Brock Shank. He gets a bucket. He gets fouled in the act of shooting. Three. Three-point shots right there. He'll get three. The whistle is foul. Second foul in the ballgame. And it's Spidell. Couple of subs getting ready to check in for the Blue Devils. First shot is good. To Brooks, say Brock Shank, shooting just under 70%. He's above 70% now. And two more. Second shot up and good. 47-21. 0-9 left here in the quarter. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is number 12, senior Ryan Tracy. So one more shot for Shank. Shot is good. He got all three of them. Looks like a little bit of a Reggie Miller right there. The timeline, drop pass, Grady Carpenter, front court, Ryan Tracy. Ball is up in the hands of Jack the Money. Dribble in, dish off low, inside out play. It was shot good. Grady Carpenter for three. 16-22. To the front court. The basketball, Preston Sims. Out to Quentin Yackel. We'll see if he'll pass out of it. Down low off the glass. Todd wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Hogan Gingrich. Front court, Blue Devils. Carpenter. Court tip pass. Poor shot rims out for Nolan Swan. He got collected by the Blue Devils. Back out to Swan's hands. Right under three. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Spidell. But up off the glass. Couldn't get that one. Steal to the bucket. Nolan Swan couldn't get that two-pointer. But he tripped down the front court for the Blue Devils. Quentin Yackel on the dribble outside. Pedal dribble. 1 minute left here in the quarter. 50-22. Blue Devils in front. Out top of the basketball, Sims. Sims on the dribble. We're going to get him, Ryan Tracy. He's going to dribble in. A shot off the glass. Shot going to go. Rebound, Tracy. To Grady Carpenter. Pushing up ahead, Jackson Money. Two-point shot, good. Jackson Money in a long assist. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter averaging 9.2 assists per game. Five in the lane off the glass. I wouldn't go. Shot taken by Quentin Yackel. Ball goes out of bounds. The last touch by Northwestern to the ballgame for the Tigers. For Blake Wise. Devils going to bring it in from backcourt. Ryan Tracy going to inbound the basketball. Will be pushed right in there. Nolan Swan. He'll dribble to the timeline at a walk pace. 21 seconds left. In quarter, 52-22. Devils in front. Top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble there. 11 seconds left. He's in the center circle. Sherry dribble. He'll take a long three-point shot. Rims off and go. Now Quentin Yackel. Yackel's going to get the ball there. Dribble it across the baseline. 8 seconds left. Catch and shoot. Available. Brought in by Grady Carpenter. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Put it in. Jackson Money. Got to get rid of it. Block shot. Jackson Money tried a 3-4 shot. It blocked by 23 Preston Sims. Sims, 6'5", Jackson 6 feet tall. So we'll go to a time break. Halftime break, we'll mention Tipton Blue Devils 52, Northwestern Tigers 22. We just thank you for tuning in. I mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants. We'll mention good food, friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading the scoreboard. Then, Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food and friends, good times are not far away. Jim Dandy did you. Calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Noblesville. Also, bringing you tonight's contest is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Car Quest Auto Parts, located at 1110 Blue Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. At the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members at CarQuest Auto Parts, Cicero, reach them by phone, 217-984-4931. And that number is 317-984-4931. We are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve these auto parts, Cicero. And also bringing you tonight's contest is the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge. Stop by and look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. We'll mention you can find out that shopping online isn't really necessary. Source is required. The Floor Store, they're just east of State Road 28. The car dealerships, they're located at 1003 Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, Britton A, in Indiana. That's Blue Devil Street. Steve and Carolyn Swan. We'll mention they'll lend you a hand if you can. They'll also support your choices. Along with your decisions. Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street, Tipton, 65-675-2230. And that's 765-675-2230. The Floor Store, Tipton. Well, we'll also mention a little bit about what's going on this week. Rankings. Teams this week, Class 2A, IHSAA. Top 18 right here in front of me. Well, mention was tabulated just a couple of days away, a few days ago, Tuesday, the 9th of January. The top this week for one in Class 2A. Wapahani Raiders. The Wapahani Raiders, they're 11 wins, 0 losses. Class 2A, sectional number 40. Number 2 this week, the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils are 13 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 39, that will be right here at Tipton High School. Number 3 this week, Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights. 9-1. 37. At number 4, Providence. Providence Pioneers. 10 wins. two losses. Sectional 37. Take you back to sectional 46. So in sectional 46, two teams at number 5, the top team at number 5, Western Rebels, 12-2, sectional 46. Fifth, I should say this. So at number 5, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves, 11-3 on the season, sectional 37. Number 7 this week, Brownstown Central, the Braves. Brownstown Central, the Braves are 10-4, sectional 46. Number 8, the only Rams. The only Rams, they're 8-1, sectional 47. Number 9, part 2. The Panthers are 9-2, sectional 43. The team tied at number 10. First one is Adams Central, 5 Jets, 7-1 of the season. I'll mention they did well in football. They got runner-up here. That's 1A. They're at sectional 37, class 2A. Basketball. So at number 10 this week, Heritage Wolves. Wolves are 10-3, sectional 44. Number 12 this week, Sullivan. Sullivan Golden Arrows. 10-3 on the season. Sectional 47. Teams tied at number 13. Team is Westview Warriors. 8-2. Sectional 35. The team at number 13 is North Jackson. Blue Jays, they're 8-2. Sectional 34. Number 15 this week, Stockton, the Miners, in 4, sectional 47. For 16, Perry, 21st century, are the Cougars, 7-5, sectional 33. Number 17, Hauser. Hauser Jets, 10-2, sectional 45. Also tied at number 17 to end up list. Titan Central, the Tigers, 9-3, sectional 3-2. So the Blue Devils coming back out on the surface. Taking shots here. We're inside 3 minutes left here in the intermission. Mentioned this game is in part being brought to you. PutneyInSports.com, Varsity Sports 2008. Happy to support Education Bank School Varsity Athletics. Baseball in the springtime. I'll be at Central Catholic Knights. Knights have 2 state titles consecutively. They're going to go for a 3rd in spring. I saw the schedule. You will listen. The Central Catholic Knights will host Tipton Blue Devils of the season. I think that's late March. I hope for some good weather. Devils will be at Central Chapel. The game can be heard on PutneyInSports.com. Football in the fall. Devil football. The Blue Devils football on the fall. And basketball in the winter. The Blue Devil basketball. Hamilton Heights. Eddie Husky basketball. We'll mention tomorrow afternoon, 30 start time. Tipton, the Devils will be at Hamilton Heights. They'll play basketball about 1:30. PutneyInSports.com will be there. You can listen. If you cannot make it live, we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Cars, SUVs, etc. Much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. Sell a myriad of products to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store in rural Atlanta, pretty close to Elwood. Dial them up 765-7000. 552-130. That's 765-852-130. That's Runyon. That's the place to fulfill auto accessory needs. So they're getting ready for second half. Basketball is getting ready to start up. It's going to be brought in alternate possession arrow. But it's back to Tipton. Brought in Ryan Tracy. Phoenix, quarter clock, 52-22. In backcourt slightly. Action money across the sideline. Out top of the circle with the basketball in. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan to drive the lane. They get a shot blocked to get the ball back. They put it back up off the glass. Nolan Swan, plenty alert. Swan, I forgot to tell you, is the team here tonight. Basketball team. So we're going to back around outside the arc. Put back is good. Nice job. Sims. Let that shot. That was Hayden Cook. And Cook got his own rebound. Put it back up off the glass. 54-24. Blue Devils in the front. They're working down low. Jackson Muddy. The handle. Push it back in. Throw shot. Good. Nolan Swan. Jump shot. 8.5 feet away. 66-24. To the front court with the basketball. Three, Preston Sims. Beside Kellen Greer. Kellen Greer going to get the ball tipped away and stolen. Back to money. Front court, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, 3-4 shot good. Grady Carpenter for three. 9-24. The mercy rule takes effect. The third quarter, 6:40 left. Top Quentin Yackel. Dribble, right side, take out the screen. The right side behind the arc. Kellen Greer going to dribble in the paint. Around one-handed floater. Good. Shot by Kellen Greer. 59-26. Falls in the front court. Jackson Muddy. 59-26. 6:15 left. Here in the third quarter. Outside the arc. Nolan Swan. 3-point shot is good. Swan for three. Dish is impressed. You can just read his body language down there. Coach Dish, what a quality coach. Got at the other end, wouldn't go for Northwestern. Devils to the front court. Jackson Muddy in the corner. 3-point shot is good. Jackson Muddy for three. I got to admit, I saw middle school Northwestern in Heights this week. I see the one of the coaches on the bench right there. He had a good team. Played pretty well in that second game. The foul whistle in the front court. First foul whistle on Landon Spidell. At the free throw line, Northwestern, number 34, Blake Wise. Substitution, wait to check in. The first shot, couple of them. Northwestern, Blake Wise, first shot, rims around, would go. So waiting at the free throw, at the scorer's bench is 15, Logan Dingrich, who's wanting to check in for the shooter. At the free throw line, 4, Blake Wise, he'll get one more. Wise, second shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go, rebound, fought for. The whistle foul on Simpson, putting the rebound, he'll see somebody was over the back. A little whistle there on Spidell. Spidell's going to pick up a quick first foul here in the quarter. Two in the quarter, he has two at halftime. He's going to take a long seat right here, probably. Coach Cliff Hawkins. So Ryan Tracy for Gavin Hare in the ballgame for Spidell. He brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Quentin Yackel to bail the basketball. 3-point shot in a hurry. Greer wouldn't get it. Safe in the front court. They'll have another opportunity. Kellen Greer takes another three. Got that one. Left elbow extended. Kellen Greer for three. Devils in the front court. With the basketball, Nolan Swan. Off the handle. We'll get it back. They'll take a shot off the glass. Left-handed to the rim. Right-handed layup. Good for Nolan Swan. 67. 9 Devils defense in the front court. Reverse layup. Credit the bucket. 13, Hayden Cook. 4:48 left. 67. 31. Front court of the basketball, Blue Devils. The 2-point shot good. Noah Swan on the baseline. Noah Swan, pretty 54% behind inside the arc, 2-point territory. Inside the arc, Quentin Yankel. Pass it out left side. Triple threat available, Hayden Cook. Pass it to the corner, Kellen Greer. Back around, 3-point shot. Good. Right of center at Northwestern Tiger, 24. Yankel. In the front court, Ryan Tracy. Top of the basketball. They're working left side, Jackson Money. Back up behind the arc. Now Noah Swan goes dribbling the paint. Swan takes a shot. He's going to be fouled on the floor. Swan will not shoot. Call it on the floor. So Noah's going to bring the ball in, right in the bucket. Baseline. Pardon the inbound. Right there at 32. A shank. A dribble on the drive. Jackson Money working back out. Ryan Tracy. Now Grady Carpenter. Picked up by Yankel. It's down low to be intercepted. Carpenter throws a rare pass away, going back the other direction. Yankel, pretty good dribbling exhibition. Atop the circle, he'll dribble in. A left-handed floater got the bucket. Yankel from about 10 feet. Pretty impressive. The work right there from Quentin Yankel. Atop of the basketball. We're going to back around the perimeter. Full shot, Noah Swan. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Having hair trying to board the basketball. With the foul tail low. We're going to say this is on Northwestern 13. Hayden Cook. Cook picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Both teams quarter have two each. They'll bounce it in, tip it away. Stolen by Yankel. Still roll back the other direction. They'll go coast to coast. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Goal is on fire. The guard to basketball. Nolan Swan. Full court. Brother scores, bench, he'll pass through the front court, Jackson Money, now Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, he'll dribble in. Paint, four-footer, would go, got his own board. Get a hold on to it, he does, takes a shot. Got the bucket. And Grady Carpenter ends up on the surface. Crawled out on his back, he got the bucket. The whistle is foul. Northwestern, be called on 13, Hayden Cook. Has three, and a no-rim shot there by Grady Carpenter. He's got to be tired. Didn't have the legs for that shot, but he got the 2-point bucket. 71-8. Mercy rule in effect. The third quarter. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Yankel will bring it to the timeline. He crossed in front of the scores bench. On the dribble, he'll bring it back outside the center circle. He gets in, it's Noah Swan. The crossover, it goes through the legs there. Yankel can dribble the basketball. So working against Noah Swan. Swan tips it away. Swan tried to tip it, and he did. Off of Yankel's leg. And the ball goes out of bounds, but it belongs to Tipton. Swan has some quick hands. My coaches wouldn't probably go for going for all those tips he does to the dribbler. So one left of them. Noah Swan evidently has pure permission. Coach Pipoff. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. But it's not going to kill. It's going to be a foul in the front court. Gavin Hare, the illegal screen. Gavin Hare picks up the foul, and Noah Swan's deep 3-point shot won't kill. 71-38. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. In the front court, now way out top. A shank picked up there by Grady Carpenter. 20 seconds left. Out top. Shifts. And working back around. With Yankel picked up by Noah Swan, light blue. Top, Noah Swan's going to skip it out of there. He's up there coaching team. Clock. At 4 seconds, clock still moving. Going to drop it in. Around jumper. Shank got the bucket. turn around 3-4 shot. Good. That was impressive. That bucket, 32, Brock Shank. And Brock Shank, 0.8 average per game. No doubt that counted. Could have put 8 minutes on the scoreboard. 71-41. The rule is in effect. The rule mentioned this game is in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21. But state agent, real estate broker. Looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. Fact, Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-086. That's 317-513-086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on a real estate lady who listens, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 17-513-086. Inbound basketball. Western Tigers, alternate possession era. Austin, backcourt slider, Quentin Yeagle will cross the timeline at a walk pace. They're working right side behind the arc. The basketball would be a traveling violation if they didn't get the ball on the surface. And that's to earn the step. 23, Preston Sims. Give it back to Simpson. Then, three-quarter court, Ryan Tracy, Grady Carpenter. Walked across the sideline. They move it right side, Jackson Money. Left side, Ryan Tracy, around the perimeter, Nolan Swan. To Carpenter. He'll dribble the lane. He'll go to the corner. Jackson Money, 3-4 shot, rims off with go. Rebound picked up by Quentin Yackel. Go back the other direction for the Tigers. In the paint, he'll take a left-handed floater. Shot with a go, rebound, Ryan Tracy. Outlet half court, Grady Carpenter. Working in, lane to Spidell. Spidell's going to move that pivot foot. So bright. Try to get the feet set and take a layup, and he got called for traveling. Good call by the official. 21-41. 50 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Clock moving. Entry rule here in effect in the ballgame. Top 3-4 shot. Rims off with a go. Shot taken there. 43 Preston Sims. The other direction. Jackson Murray. Single roll. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Latest Spidell. Side out play. Noah Swan couldn't get three. Bell picked up Northwestern. Get Gingrich. Front court reverse layup is good. Trenton bucket, 23, Preston Sims. 2-point bucket, 71-43. Devils in front. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. Top, moving the basketball. They'll bounce it into Jackson Money. Side the arc. Go back out top. Grady Carpenter. We're going to be using the screen. Lance Pio, he'll pass it down low. Reverse layup is good. Jackson Money for two. Credit of Jenna Smith, the Carpenter, 73-43. Quarter, Gibson High School. To take a shot inside the arc, 2-point shot there. Credit the bucket, 32, Brock Shank. Shank above his game average. 73-45. 5:27 left in the fourth quarter. On the perimeter, 3-4 shot blocked. Nolan Swan got a shot blocked. Credit block, Brock Shank. Whistle a play right there. We'll mention going baseline. It's Grady Carpenter. And a whistle foul on Northwestern. Who whistled 24, Quentin Shankle. Quentin Shankle has played pretty much the length of this game. Just now picked up his first foul. Played a quick game, a good shooter, and a pretty clean player. And ride the bucket on the baseline. Full Swan, behind the arc. Freddie Carpenter, work it down low. And Ryan Tracy, with the bucket. In other words, for Grady Carpenter.
into the tight end, they're slowing up. Quentin Yackel, left side behind the arc. On the dribble, we're going down to Sims. Preston Sims going to take a three. His one shot is good. Preston Sims, a 6'5 junior. See him again next year over there. The Fred Court, Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. Now Grady Carpenter. The left side behind the arc. And Tracy picked up there by Kellen Greer. They'll bring it back out and reset the offense. They'll go to the corner with it. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan on shooting above 52%. 3-point land. That's unheard of. Outside the arc. Back pedal dribble, Quentin Yackel. Working against him, Rufin. Swan. Out top, again, Gingrich. Now Preston Sims, he'll try another three. Rim around, fall off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Northwestern. Stake. Come back, that was Blake Wise. Blake Wise for the rebound put back. 78-50. 37 left here in the fourth quarter. Three out. Guys getting ready to check in. The next dead ball. The dribble, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going off the blast right there. Not going to call a shot. Didn't happen. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be whistled on Northwestern. Logan Gingrich way out top. A little bit of a hand check. Coach Jim Gingrich going to check in. Game with 32. Brock Shanks. Kellen Greer in the ball game. Preston Sims, look at the corner. Blue Devils, bring it back out. Out top, the Swan in his face in a hurry. 3-point shot, opposite side of the court. Good, tread the bucket. Grady Carpenter for three. He won. Side of the arc, shot when he go, Kellen Greer. 42, left clock moving. The front court, Grady Carpenter. Sit side, 3-point shot on the way. He's off, wouldn't go. And a shot taken by Nolan Swan, trying to track that ball down. Peyton Aller in the ball game, a freshman. Trent on the inbound, the baseline, he's out of bounds. He gives the ball back to Northwestern. Jackson Money out of the ball game, getting a hand clap. Number 12, Ryan Tracy out of the ball game. Landon Spidell out of the ball game. Grady Carpenter's going to leave the ball game. And also, Nolan Swan going to lead the ball game. As mentioned, Nolan Swan, the king for tonight, as before the ball game, they walked out. There were eight down. Four could have been teams. I forget who it was. I think it was a Muddy girl. I don't know her first name, but I think Jackson's sister. Nolan Swan is the king. But bring the ball into the backcourt. In the ballgame for Tipton. This is Gavin Hare in there. McFalver is in. Jumper, 2-point shot good. Northwestern, 32, Brock Shank. 81-52. Ball's in the front court, Gavin Hare. Back outside, moving the basketball, Nick Nasser. Nasser played a JV contest. From the right corner baseline, Aller, his first 3-point shot. First game as a Blue Devil. He's now 1-for-5. He shoots 20%. So he's working on it. Top of the basketball, the dribble in. Spin move. The glass. Point bucket good. From Cook to tied out on the floor. And get McFalls in the ball game. I think that's that. In the ball game there is Jace Clark. Jace Clark in the ball game. Jason McFalls in. Clark is a sophomore, 6'3". Jason McFalls, he's a freshman, but 8. They got some more height coming up a year from now. Go outside the arc, way out top in the center circle. Peyton Aller, under a minute. 30 seconds left. Clock moving. The dribble in, going to pass it to the corner. Pass 3, Jason Clark, going to dribble in. Peyton, turnaround jumper. He and his floater wouldn't go. Yeah, picked up by Brock Shake. 2 seconds left. Across the timeline is Shake. Looking against him right there. 8 seconds left. 84. You're going to hold the basketball. 84-54, and the clock's going to empty out. So final score here tonight, the Blue Devils, 84. Western Tigers, 54. Thank you for tuning in. My wife back home from Dell Check. We monitor the ball game. We're thankful for AT&T. Killer. I will mention both these teams. About 8 days off. They'll get their legs back underneath them. We'll mention the Northwestern Tigers. Play next Saturday, the 20th. 6 and 7:30 concept. Western Tigers will be at Peru Tigers. We'll hope for a good win there. We'll also mention the Tip and Blue Devils. See in action. Game will be next Saturday. Be in Kokomo. Right there at the Kokomo Memorial Gymnasium. Next Saturday, 6 and 7:30. The Blue Devils at the Kokomo Wildcats. May be a good ball game. Be late. If you can't make it, put me in sports. Tom will be there. And thank you for tuning in. We'll hope to talk to Cliff Hawkins here in just a bit. Until then, keep on listening. And no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Let it go. The fear burns.
This game right now is going to talk to Cliff Hawkins. Coach, I tell you what, you started out kind of neutral. Guys just took over.
We, our idea tonight was to do a good job with their offensive rebounding, that we knew we had to control the boards. It took us a little while to get that established. We could outrun them the length of the court, you know, because our guys get out so fast and we're in such great shape. I thought our running game was really particularly good, and then with the way that Nolan and Grady, you know, shot the ball from the perimeter, I mean, almost 61 points, I think, between them. And, you know, they both got 20 shots. It makes your offense pretty good.
Action Money comes back a couple of games. He's been a wedding with his brother. Boy's good.
Did very well. Did a lot of good things. And then Landon and Gavin did a lot of the dirty work down low, you know, getting the rebounds. And, well, no, I really liked how our team played tonight. I really liked how we moved the ball. We really did what we wanted to accomplish.
And all are in the game. He hits his first varsity three.
Yeah, he'll remember that. Yeah, right there in front of the shoe block. So that was really a nice make.
Some time off next Saturday, Florida Badunga. They're at Memorial Stadium, gymnasium.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Kokomo game. Preparing all season, but the bottom line right now is do what we do, you know, and we'll go after them and see what we can get done.
I've heard that Kokomo probably be the underdog.
Get into any of that. When you got the best player in the nation, I don't know that you're an underdog. But I do get into the idea that our players believe we can go there and get